The B95 Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Cassie DePaiva from One Life to Live.
Good morning, Cassie.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm just great. How are you guys doing?
Last time we talked to you, you were on a cab heading from one end of Manhattan to the other.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm at home now sitting in my little rocking chair. Crocheting happy hats this morning. Just waiting for your call.
I was looking
at her website a moment ago, and she's modeling happy hats, and these things are outrageous.
What's a happy hat?
Well, I have a son that was born profoundly deaf.
Uh-huh.
And my mom taught me to crochet one Thanksgiving when I was home in Kentucky, and I thought, well, okay, you know. But like anything that I do, I become like a mad woman.
Okay. We've heard that
so
about you,
Casey. So I
started
crocheting these fun hats with these crazy yarns. And my costume designer at One Life to Live suggested that I sell them. And I thought, well, that's crazy. Nobody's going to want to buy these. And then I said, well, I'll sell them for charity. And all the money goes to the League for the Hard of Hearing to help children with hearing disabilities.
Well, that's
you
sweet
are so cool. That's great.
And they're happy because if they don't make you happy by putting them on, if you look at somebody with them on, you'll laugh because they're kind of wacky hats.
Now, so we can actually see more about those just by connecting to the website and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And I do them in batches. I do them at 75 at 75 hats at a time, and I'm not joking. I put them up on a website. Some people stay home from work just to wait for them to come up, and within 3 days they're gone. So I can't even make them fast enough. It's very funny.
That is awesome.
Who would have thunk it, you know?
Well, I tell you what, you're touching a lot of things, and you've got the Midas touch on a lot of things, I guess, right now, because you have, in conjunction with your partners on One Life to Live, a great CD that's out. Of course, we already have your CD.
A great little CD, and it's for hurricane relief, mm-hmm. and it's a great compilation of selections. I'm not going to say they're all musical selections, but it's very eclectic, which is mm-hmm. kind of it's a great gift of love. Every piece is very special, and there are 25 song selections on this CD, and if you are a One Life to Live fan, it's a must-have, and 100% of the profits for this CD go to help hurricane relief.
And you got all the stars from the show involved in this thing?
Yes. Actually, Robin Strasser, who plays Dorian, she plays a mean old woman on the show, but in real life, she's a generous, giving, and socially aware actress here, and she just says, we got to do something, and what do you think about doing this? And I said, well, let me tell you, it's a lot of work, but mm-hmm. I think the fans will eat it up, and I am so proud to be a part of it, and we're going to hopefully be able to do a concert and, you know, just really
that's great.
Social awareness, because I don't think they're doing enough for the hurricane victims down there.
And you definitely are stepping up for it. What's your cut on the CD?
My cut is called Simply Love. It's a song that I wrote. It's actually, I sang it, I wrote it when I was on Guiding Light, and it's just Simply Love, and it really is a perfect song for that album because that album is all about love.
Yeah, you're right. It is a great compilation, and you're right when you say it's an eclectic overview because there's something for everybody on that.
Yeah,
including
it's very funny, and if you're like a Phil Carey who plays Asa, he does this reading, just this cowboy thing, and you just can't help but giggle.
Yeah,
knowing him and knowing the character, and it's just great.
It is the type of CD you listen to, and you can't wait to find out what's next. Oh, wow, what's after that? You know, what's coming up next? And a great pamphlet.
And then trying to say, who's that?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that they could sing.
There's a wonderful pamphlet that's included in that as well with great pictures and details about the entire CD and the entire project. Of course,
go on www.onelifemanyvoices.com and pick that up. Or very soon it should be out in the Barnes & Noble stores in your area.
Oh, good.
One Life, Many Voices.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
OneLifeManyVoices.com, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Yes.
Great website there.
And we'll try to put that up on our website as well. So
we'll do a link on the B95Country.com thing, so that would work. Hey, listen, I'm looking at the calendar, and a week from tonight, you got yourself a gig in Nashville, baby.
I sure do, buddy. I'm very excited. I'm going to be hosting the Colgate Country Showdown, and Montgomery Gentry are going to be the featured artists that are going to sing a couple of songs, and I got to co-host this event 2 years ago with Billy Ray Cyrus, and then they didn't ask me to do it last year, but whoever did it just must not have just been able to.
They fell flat of their face.
I'm
sure they did.
Well, it works. Of course, you know, you're not new to country music, and you have your own CD that's out, and just wonderful music, and it gets requested, of
Thank
course,
you,
all
Allison.
The time.
Well,
here.
I know my big fan Lucy D calls you every day to ask you to play my music, and I appreciate you playing it.
Oh, we're
it's
happy
so
to.
It's so hard to get a legitimate record deal for some reason if you're a soap opera person. They think, well, you can only act on television, you can't sing. But I've been doing it for a long time, and I think that my last album, No Regrets, can stand mm-hmm. on its own in the
That's
country market.
Good.
And thank you for playing it. I know that you play Sweet Angel of Mine mm-hmm. down there, and I so appreciate
oh,
it. I'm going to be performing
song.
That on the Colgate Country Showdown as well.
Oh,
we have
great.
A, we, you know, we start the year with our own Colgate Country Showdown. We start the summer with it, actually, here in
mm-hmm.
June.
Our first weekend in June.
And
if you want me to come down, you let me know, because I'll come down.
Oh,
June.
Well, you know, yes. Gee, speaking
it's
of that.
Funny you should mention that.
Funny you should say
We're
that.
We're recording this, by the way.
Cassie, we, you know, we actually have lawyers in the room with us to make sure you're committed. So.
But
yeah,
we invite
we want
you
to do
sure.
a huge one. We want to do a huge one for 2006.
Yes, and it's, but just go ahead and mark your calendar for the first Saturday in June. I think it's June the 3rd.
Something
yes,
like that.
June
yeah,
the 3rd.
It is a great event, and it's a great opportunity for young artists. Well, any you don't have to be young.
Mm-mm.
But this year, all the contestants around the nation, because it's nationwide, are all young females between 18 to 23. And if you check the website, they're just beautiful. So I can't wait to hear the entertainment. I know that they must be able to sing from the bottom of their feet.
I'm just really looking
forward to it.
We've had many regional winners here. We've had one national winner from here.
Who was the national winner?
Ashley Thompson.
Wow.
I think that was the year before you co-hosted with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Years ago, we were going through some of the old videotapes, and we saw playing in a band, performing for a Colgate Country Showdown. Was an unknown at that time who's gone on to become Jeff Bates.
We just know who Jeff Bates was then.
He had a terrible haircut and needed some work. And
it's amazing to look at the list of people that have performed and didn't even make it out of their region. And
sure.
They're superstars.
They're huge
now,
yeah.
Right.
And I don't think people are really aware that it is grassroots. It's radio stations that make it happen, because radio stations are ones that that really promote and keep mm-hmm. That young country stuff happening, and it's great.
Well, we have a whole bevy of talent. It is so many people try to get in. We have to have a semifinalist kind of thing. It's a big deal here, because there's so much talent to just try to get one winner from the night. It's quite a feat.
I bet, and it's pure entertainment to watch, because you know that everybody's just given 110% because this is their one shot.
Then the national finals are a week from tonight at the Grand Ole Opry in at the Ryman Auditorium.
No, not the Grand Ole Opry. It is the Ryman Auditorium.
The Ryman Auditorium.
The Grand Ole Opry downtown. And if you want to drive over, it's free.
Okay,
so
great.
It's going to end up being on television, and it'll be air and syndication probably March and April.
Okay, super.
Oh, great.
Sometime.
Well,
hey, delight to talk to you, little Miss Happy Hats.
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Happy Hats. I am so happy to talk to you guys. I know that you guys have been such great supporters of me and my music, and I can't thank you enough, Buddy and Allison. I just really appreciate it. And all you B95 listeners, thanks so much.
We appreciate it. It's onelifemanyvoices.com.
Yes.
You can hook up there and check out that CD, and we'll be playing a cut from it as well.
It'll help the people down there in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. We appreciate everything you're doing.
Okay. I hope to talk to you soon.
Likewise, Cassie. Thank you.
Maybe we'll see you in June.
I hope so.
That lawyer's marking it down. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's twice she's brought it up now.
That's it.
All right, thanks.
All right, dear.
Talk to you later.
Right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wake me up. I must be dreaming. I can't believe that you are real. Heard somebody call us crazy. They don't know what we feel. And would it be too much to ask to let this moment last? I feel I'm finally running and ended all this wasted time. For you have shown me what I've searched for, always has been mine. And would it be too my heart and showed what's been there from the start. It's simply love, simply love. It's not just in the way I love you, but how I feel when you are near. Today the love I give, I promise, will grow from year to year. Then it won't be too much to ask.
Country B95. The CD is from the cast of One Life to Live. We were talking to, you know, Cassie just a moment ago. It's One Life Many Voices. You can get it on onelifemanyvoices.com.
And just spell it all out.
Yeah.
Scrunch it all together. And you got it.
I think we'll set up a link on our own website here and allow that to be.
And you can order
fed
because
through.
There's 25 cuts. 25 cuts on
yeah.
there, right? And 100% of the proceeds go to the Hurricane Katrina Relief Fund. So,
some things are spoken word. There's Phil Carey, who's been a character actor for many years. He's on the soap. He's got cowboy in the continental suit, which sounds like it might be funny. So.
Yeah, the whole CD is really great, and there is something for everybody. A little different, but there's a lot of things. There's some of the kids from the show that are on included on that CD.
I like Cassie's voice. She's got a very nice voice.
Yeah, very smooth. And she's great. She just seems like the kind of person that would be your friend.
She plays an evil vixen on the show, but she's really a sweetheart.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Funny that she's talking about Robin Strasser, who did play Rachel on Another World, too.
The other evil vixen
on
the show.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I could play a meanie. I think it would be fun to do that, you know, and kind of go really out of your own personality and get kind of her.
Allison Scott and Carrie Underwood in Laverne and... No.
Laverne and Shirley?
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
They take off on a robbing spree.
But people, especially with soap operas,
yeah,
they don't like you. It's like almost turns into
a
personal thing.
And on top of that, you're on TV every day being dislikable.
Yeah, and I just don't think I could do that. Go to the grocery store and people go, what are you doing here? Or, I saw what you did the other day, and I can't believe you're going to hurt her like that, or whatever. You know, whatever evil
character. What would be
worse?
What would actually be worse? Is to be the little ingenue on the show, who's kind of doughy-eyed and innocent,
yeah,
and always falling in with the wrong man.
Yeah.
You know, and you're actually married, you got two kids at home,
yeah,
and you go to the store and everybody's coming up to give you advice.
Yeah.
Would that be, at least when you're the meanie, they leave you alone, yeah, for a couple of minutes. They just say their baddies and go off. The rest of the time they're going, honey, you need to dump him.
Look at this